Eurovision fans, welcome to another episode of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. And I am your host, Kieran Uri-Tassiet, and I'm with you till 6 p.m. playing you the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Arsvik from Armenia.
Hi, this is Svala from Iceland.
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I have a dream. You and me, we're drifting far apart. Our story has been told. The writing's on the wall. I'm coming from the cold, and I will follow my dream. I'll find the big wide world. I'll make it on my own against all odds. I'm breaking free.
Glenys Grace with My Impossible Dream for the Netherlands in the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest, coming 14th with 53 points, coming joint 14th actually with the Irish entry that year, Donna and Joe with Love? Yes, Glenys Grace, what an incredible voice she had, and literally it was a young Whitney Houston. At that time, literally she had the voice, she had the presence, and I think she had the song, and I think it was completely underrated in 2005, and I wanted to put money down back then that it was 19 at the time, so I probably could have done, but it's a shame, but good song nonetheless. 2005's semi-final in the Eurovision Song Contest as a whole in 2005, I thought it was a really high standard, it was a good song, and the contest was really cool too in Kiev. They did a really good job back then. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uri-Tassiet. Thank you for joining us this week. Now, if you want to get in contact with the show, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Of course, you can like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, and you can send us a message too via Facebook. And of course, you can email us direct, escshowcase@gmail.com. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Of course. Dedications, requests, or any topics you want to talk about, email them in to me. It'd be lovely to hear from you. We have requests this week from Javier Laval across the pond in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So a very bonsoir to you there, Javier. And also we say Gukvel to Stockholm. No, to Göteborg, to Gothenburg. Yes, as Robert Wallström will be with us here for another request of his. So lovely to hear from the pair of you. And it'd be lovely to hear from you, the lovely listener. Now we're going to stay in the Netherlands and we're going to hear their entry on home soil at the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest. Now this is the song Waterman. And it is sung by the girl group Hearts of Soul. And this is very soulful. This is really good. And the Dutch sisters were called Patricia, Bianca, and Stella. And Waterman basically is a song where the singer, in particular the lead singer, is asking the potential lover about his star sign, specifically whether it is Aquarius, like her own, as she appears to receive an answer in the affirmative. As she goes on to explain, the similarity explains her attraction to him and then to liken him to the qualities embodied in the star sign itself. Hearts of Soul also recorded their entry in English and in German. Well, in 1977, the sisters returned to the Eurovision Song Contest, but representing Belgium with the song completely in English, A Million in 1, 2, 3, as part of the quartet Dream Express. Yes, and Stella Morrison went on to represent Belgium solo in 1982 with Si Tu Amen Ma Musique, as we've played a few weeks ago here on the show. So now let's hear the Netherlands 1970, a really soulful song. It could be from the United States, but it's sung in Dutch, so it's obviously from the Netherlands. So here we are, Hearts of Soul with Waterman.
Tomorrow you're gone, I'm moving. things I will miss, a passion that I'm gonna treasure. Love, don't let go. Break of dawn, you'll be gone. Just give me one more night, you and I. Forget about tomorrow and dance through the night. One more night, you and I. Let's make it feel like forever. All I want is one more night. One more night. All I want is one more night. I wanna get some love tonight.
Let's not analyze what's wrong.
Dinana, one more night from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish national final in 2017. Not making it out of Anders Svensson, which was the second chance round back in 2017. And personally, I'm going to say something controversial amongst Eurovision fans. I think that song was better than You Make Me La La La, if you remember that, from Melodifestivalen in 2015. Yes. Oh, yeah, so controversial stuff, I know. So, let's move on to our first request. We're heading across the pond to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, the beautiful country with its incredibly good-looking Prime Minister, I must say. So let's hear from Javier himself, and he's introducing his request, and you could do the same too. Send your clips over to escshowcase@gmail.com. And then, of course, it would be lovely to hear your voice as well as the written word. We don't mind. We're easygoing here at the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, Kieran. This is Javier Leal speaking to you from Montreal, Canada. And tonight, I'd like to present to you a song that nobody really talks about, probably because it did so poorly in the biggest Eurovision national selection, which is none other than Melodifestivalen. So it all began back in the summer of 2017 when Norwegian band Camphor Drops made it big in Sweden with their cover of the song Jag trodde England fanns bara bar himlen, which was actually released originally in 1999 by Swedish singer Kikki Danielsson. Little did we know that both acts would actually compete in the first semi-final of 2018 Melodifestivalen, and as you remember, both of them failed to make it out of the semi-final. But anyways, here it is, Camphor Drops from Norway attempting to represent Sweden in the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 in Lisbon with their song Solen lever kvar hos dig, and it plays here on the Eurovision Showcase with my friend Kieran Ritutiet on Forest FM. Thank you and enjoy the song. Bye bye.
Solen lever kvar hos dig.
Israel, 1991, Duodats with Kan. Ah, oh, what a great tune. And Kan means hear from Hebrew into English. Oh yes, and that performance was stellar on the night, wasn't it? But I personally got a bit of a fake feel to the song, and I didn't really warm to Duodats. But the Eurovision fandom adore them. I'd love to get your vote, your voices, and your thoughts on Israel's entry in 1991, which we just heard, that came third. And obviously you can tweet us at ESC Showcase, send us a message or comment on our page, the Eurovision Showcase, and obviously email us escshowcase@gmail.com. So Israel came third with 139 points between the French entry that came second, Amina, with I'm trying to pronounce it correctly now, so I'm going to look it up quickly, and it is Celle de qui en paraît qui a raison. Yes, challenge me. It means the last one who spoke. Oh yes. And obviously the winner of 1991, also with 146 points, winning in the count back, because both France and Sweden both got 12 points, and the same amount of 12 points, I've got 5. But France only got 10 points, but Sweden had 5. So, yes. So, Carola won with Fangara in Storm Wind, captured by a storm wind, of course. So, the 1991 contest. A messy, messy, messy show, which everybody, again, must see. Right, it is now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it is time for Rob's Random Request. And this is a part of the show where we have Rob's two hats. We have a hat full of countries in little bits of paper. And then we have a hat full of years with little bits of paper with years on. And then we take one out of each week. We glue them together and we play that Eurovision song randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So, Rob has picked the country of... Let's have a look, Rob. All right, Rob's got his hand in and it is... Portugal. Oh, we're going to Portugal. This year's hosts of the Eurovision Song Contest after winning last year with Salvador Sobral and Ma Polish Deutsch. And we're going to review... Oh, 2006. Oh, one of my favourites. Oh, dear. Well, the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest was the 51st edition of the Eurovision Song Contest, and it took place in Athens, Greece, following Helena Paparizou's win at the 2005 contest in Kiev, Ukraine, with the song My Number One. It was held in the Nikos Galis Olympic Indoor Hall in Athens, Greece. Now, the semi-finals was on the 18th of May, on my birthday. Yeah, it was. Great Eurovision treat. I love Eurovision being around my birthday. It's double whammy. And the 20th of May was for the grand final. And the organising for the contest was done by the Hellenic Broadcasting Corporation, ERT. Now, obviously, the 2006... the contest was won by Lord D with Hard Rock Hallelujah. But in the semi-finals, poor old Portugal didn't do particularly well. They sang on 19th place on the night. So towards the end. So you think with a good draw, they'd do quite well. But sadly, it didn't really work out because the girls' group was called Nonstop. They dressed crazy, they look like Power Rangers, honestly, and in swimming costumes type thing. It was very, very, very odd, but I love the tune. It makes me happy every time, and I love it. So sadly, it came 19th out of 23 places, and it got 26 points. So, and the song was called Nocaj de Nada, which means gonna make you dance. Okay, and obviously it's an up-tempo number, and Portugal had not qualified for the final, basically made it to the final until 2008, but before that, the last time was in 2003, which is a bit of a shame. So now let's hear this awesome entry from Portugal in 2006. It's awesome to me, but I love cheesy music. Here is Portugal 2006, Nonstop with Nocaj de Nada. Gonna make you dance, gonna make you smile.
A noite com coisas de nada.
Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, We Got Love. I hope you enjoy.
Why do we always feel like we need to try? Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else to feel alive? Why do we why do we keep making the same mistakes? And believing that it won't make a difference if we try to break away.
Australia 2018, Jessica Malboy with We Got Love here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 12th of August 2018. The production team behind 1 in 360, the Samory selection process for Eurovision 2018, have begun working on the 2019 edition of the show. In the past week, 1 in 360 has revealed its branding for the 2019 edition of the show. One on YouTube and on Instagram, a new logo and styling of the show has been released. So according to social media accounts of the show, the contest is set to return for 2019. However, Samory's television has not confirmed whether 1 in 360 will be used as its nation selection process for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest in Israel. A few days ago, the Serbian national broadcaster ITS has launched its search for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest for their entrant, as the submissions window for the selection process has opened. So from a few days ago until November 1st, singers and composers will be able to anonymously submit their songs to Bojevica. Once the submissions window has closed, RTS will review the songs using a specifically organized committee that will not know the singer or composers, and the best submissions will be then selected to go through to the Serbian national final next year. The hosts of the Young Musicians 2018 contest has been revealed. As the contest grows even closer, the two hosts of this year's contest in Edinburgh, Scotland, United Kingdom are radio presenter Petroik Luali and television presenter Josie Darby. So there we go. And the contest will be streamed on BBC Radio 3. Yes, the Eurovision Young Musicians Contest. Quite interesting stuff. Now, Petroik Tuarali's career started on BBC Radio Devon in the early 90s, and he's made a transition into a career of classical music, or radio and television. And since 1998, he has been presented on BBC Radio 3. He has presented on BBC Radio 3 and is the face of classical magazine programme Music Matters, BBC 3's Breakfast and Concert at Radio 3's Live in Concert. And Josie Darcy started in children's television before becoming the youngest woman to have her own chat show in 1999. She has presented a number of cultural programmes for the BBC, including BBC Young Musicians of the Year, BBC Cardiff Singer of the World, BBC Songs of Praise, and BBC Choir of the Year. The 2018 edition of the Eurovision Young Musicians sees the return of the semi-final elimination round, which will take the form of the public chamber in the St. Cecilia's Hall, and all contestants on the 18th and 19th of August. Yes, not too long ago. With the recitals produced by BBC Radio 3 for distribution on the Euro Radio Network, as well as live web streaming as well. So that's awesome stuff. The United Kingdom's entrant will be Maxim Calver, and he will be playing the cello. Wonderful stuff. Yeah, so we've got Albania, Belgium, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Israel, Malta, Norway, Poland, Russia, San Marino, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. That is the Eurovision Young Musicians 2018. Oh, yes, very exciting indeed, isn't it, everyone? Oh, yes. Now, that's it for your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasius, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Let's go. Beat the Eurovision depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Por aquí la fiesta terminó, dime a qué estás jugando. Amor, lo que pasó, pasó, dijimos se acabó. ¿Qué andas buscando? Amor, no quiero hacerte mal, mejor no insistas más. No hay magia ya en tus manos. Amor, perdón por lo de amor, no sales sin querer, tal vez porque te amaba y ahora no. La fiesta terminó, ya no hay más que niebla entre tú y yo. Andas. Amor, perdón por lo de amor, me sales sin querer, tal vez porque te amaba y ahora no. La fiesta terminó, ya no hay más que niebla entre tú y yo. Ya, dímelo. No insistas más, la fiesta terminó. Tú y yo ya no somos tú y yo. ¿De qué sirve amarnos sin amor? ¿Por qué seguir mintiéndonos? Dímelo.
Paloma San Basilio with La Fiesta Terminó. The final party. The party's over, excuse me. Spain 1985, a beautiful song. It was my favourite of the 1985 contest from Gothenburg, Sweden. For a long, long, long time. I must admit, I've slowly started to wheel off that thought and think that a number of countries could have won that contest. But I still love Bobby Socks with Let It Swing. Let It Swing. And I think Norway did a fine job then. As well as the UK entry, Vicky Watson with Love Is coming fourth with 100 points. And Vicky originally comes from Liphook. Well, Liss, excuse me, in Hampshire. There we are. Rob's from Liphook, so it just instantly comes off my tongue. Right, let's move swiftly on to a request, but I'll just mention Spain 1985, the song we just heard, Paloma San Basilio with La Fiesta Terminó, came 14th with 36 points, along with the Turkish entry just before that, MFO with Did I Die. Cheesy. Oh, very cheesy. It's worse than the Portuguese entry we heard in Rob's random request. So let's move on to another request. Our final request for this week is from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. And Robert has picked a song for us, which I think is simply beautiful. And it is really an Icelandic legendary song. and I can't wait to play it for you. So this came third in the Icelandic national final, their very first national final, back in my year of birth of 1986. This song was performed in the Icelandic national final a few months before I was born, because I was born in May after the 1986 contest as well. I was born on the 18th of May, and the contest was on the 3rd of May. So let's hear this song, Robert Wallström's request from Gothenburg, Sweden. Here is a song that came third in the Icelandic national final in 1986. Here's Björvin Halldórsson with If You Dream Me, which means I Live in a Dream. A wonderful song. I love this. Enjoy.
Ég lifi í draumi, dreg hvergi mörkin dags og nætur, sveiflast aðeins ósjálfrátt. Í hægum gangi, á fullt í fangi með að finna það, sem oftast reynist öfugat. Það líkt og ég sé laus úr öllum viljum, lentur hringsólandi á veginni þjum. Ég lifi í draumi, dreg hvergi mörgin dags og nætur, sveiflast aðeins ósjálfrátt. Ég lifi í tómi, tek engan þátt í trylltum dansi, fólksins allt í kringum mig. Af einn á randi, vandi er að vera það sem enginn getur átt að sig. Það líkt og ég sé lagst út í byrni, leitandi að báta á réttu kili. Ég lifi í tómi, tek engan þátt í trylltum dansi, fólksins allt í kringum mig.
I love that song, and I just love Icelandic music. I think that language is just beautiful. Oh, I could live up there tomorrow. I really could. Rob wouldn't move though. He thinks it's too cold and too dark, especially in winter. Oh, I love the cold. I've been hating this heat, warm weather we've been having. It's been vile. Never mind. And here's the one who wants to really move to France. So I've got to think and weigh that up, don't I? Yes. Right, it's now time to move on to this legendary part of the show. Yes, and we are in live and kicking. Oh, yes. And this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now, I think this song is awesome live, but as you will hear, something awful happened and ruined the chances, I think, of this song. The 1991 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, we're going back to that. We already played the Israeli entry, obviously the studio version, but we're going to hear a live song from this contest itself. Now, this song was one of the pre-contest favourites, I think. I'm sure it was. And the song, I just think, is epic. And I think a lot of people would agree with me too on this. And sadly, the Rai Television orchestra that was there in the theatre snuffed it up. The saxophonist needs a good kicking. And I hope he did after this. I bet the Greeks wanted to too. Kick him in the shins, at least. So we're going to hear the Greek entry. I love this song so much. It's called Yannick C, which is translated from Greek into English as Spring. And it's sung by the amazing Sofia Vossou. This came 13th with 36 points. And here we are. The live and kicking for this week, introduced by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan and the host, Toto Coutinho.
It's the man himself. We're staying Mediterranean side. It's Greece next, song number 4. And the song is called Anixi, which means spring. And the singer will be Sofia Vossou from Patras, and the composer Andreas Mikritoutsis, who's also from Patras. She's going to sing Caruso. That was Sofia Vossou's contribution, Caruso. And she's going to sing Anixi, meaning spring. It'll be conducted by Andreas Charalambos.
Anixi, che vuol dire primavera. La storia, chiaramente l'amore sarà come l'arrivo della primavera.
And obviously, this man is really wound up about this song. Look, the lady's wearing a very engaging off-the-shoulder number, and there's Andreadis himself, of course.
La canzone si chiama Anixi e canta Sofia Vossou.
He likes her. Sofia Vossou. The Greece, song number 4. It's been going well so far this year.
Αν έρθεις και τη νύχτα μου ντυθείς, αν έρθεις και στο σώμα μου κρύβεις, αν έρθεις και τα δίχτυα μου βλέχτης, ένα να ξέρεις δεν θα προδοθείς. Αν έρθεις και τη νύχτα μου ντυθείς, αν έρθεις και στο σώμα μου κρύβεις, αν έρθεις και στα δίχτυα μου βλέχτης, ένα να ξέρεις δεν θα προδοθείς.
Σαν να παίρνει η άνοιξη, θα'ναι ουρανού, κατά νύξη, θα'ναι σαν να παίρνει.
a fair amount of emoting there from Sofia Bossou for Greece.
Hi, this is Senek from Belgium. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Come and find me, I've been hiding from you. Come and get me, running from you. It's been easy, easy for you to believe me when I say I love you. But what would you do when my house was empty, my life in the back and away from you? You took my love for granted. Would you really miss me? Question for you, where I'm at now, what are you gonna do? If you run here and look for me now, are we done here or starting somehow? Oh, what would you do when my house was empty, my life in the back and away from you? You took my love.
Representing Belgium at the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest, not getting out the semi-final, sadly, but that was her song, Would You? So thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri-Tussiet, for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I have a very special show for you next week, so no requests, I'm afraid, for next week. We're having a very special edition of the Eurovision Showcase, and I hope you can join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. Stand by on social networking, Facebook and Twitter, for that grand announcement. So follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, and we'll see you next week. Arrivederci, au revoir, et redesign, vislat, and dobidenya, and I'll see you soon. Oh, bye bye!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.